I think it should definitely be in there. It's happening. It's news now, John.
Yeah.
Before we get going, be sure and go check out allymunitions.com. Or if you're in Midland, go by Ally Outdoors. John, question for the crowd that has been bugging the piss out of me. Have y'all gotten more Diligent cans yet?
I think they've already, they may have sold, we're everything's like moving really fast. Yeah. So I think we got a batch in that may have sold out. If not, there's one on the way.
That's what.
We have a ton of Silence Crow cans coming in this weekend or this week.
For all the people that have been trying to contact me about this and everything else, please call the store for up to date in stock. And that's probably at the current going rate, it's probably going to be good for like right then.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is the, people are buying that shit up like crazy.
I mean, I don't mind, you know, but it's, you know, I work away from LA. I don't know what's in stock right that moment. And when you're talking about something that's moving as fast as presses right now, there's no way of me knowing. So call the store. They open at 10 o'clock. You can find all the contact information on Google or allymunitions.com or allyoutdoors.com. Is that it?
Yeah.
So anyways, now that we got that wrapped up, today we're going to talk about the Geissele Freedom Rifle. It's such a cringe name.
I thought it was Fighting Rifle.
It says right here. You know, I mean, do you have your handwritten note from Bill Geissele? Oh, which, by the way, isn't actually handwritten. It's just a copy.
Oh, no, it says Freedom now.
It says Geissele Freedom Rifle, which I think is kind of cringe. Just my opinion.
You don't like Freedom?
I mean, I love Freedom. But this whole time I thought it was the Geissele Fighting Rifle.
I think they changed the name.
Freedom. It seems as if it could just be happenstance. It seems as if ever since Lucas like really leaned into the, are you a pro to a company and what have you? I mean, I know this came out before, but I'm just making a generalized statement here. Ever since Lucas made that, like, about Daniel DeFitz and everything else, everybody's been really leaning into, like, I'm pro 2A. Did you see yesterday it came out the video from, the CEO of Remington and CCI and all that?
No.
It seems like he's like, again, it seems like everybody's like, oh, I'm pro 2A. I promise. He put out this video, and I guarantee you it did not have the effect he was looking for. Because like, as soon as it came out, I just happened to catch it. And there was already comments like, shit, posting. It's like a, which, you know, with all due respect to that gentleman, he kind of comes off a certain vibe.
Sleazy?
Yes. So that's already like working against him. But like it's to, their thought process was probably to tame some of those rumors about the, you know, the Czech group or whatever, buying up,
yeah,
all that crap. But he made a fatal flaw. He mentioned it was like, it's something about like it was this very corporate-y, like address to the public type thing, like we believe in America and pro 2A and blah blah blah, like it was very scripted and all that. But he fucked up and he goes, we prioritize our warfighters and our law enforcement first.
Yeah.
And as soon as I heard that, I'm like, oh, going to the comments. Because they were already eating him up. I haven't checked it since last night, but I'm sure, like, you know, all the time, like the,
yeah. See, I, on one of those, I had comment on Lucas's thing, and he didn't really engage with the comment. Like, he just, maybe he's too like new, fresh in his like political and philosophical journey. But it was basically like how it was over the Daniel DeFitz stuff, and I'm like, how do you distinguish like a company actually, you know, being, you know, let's say in this case, Pro 2A versus where's the cutoff for people just using it like as a marketing facade? Yeah. And it was just like I forgot his response, but it was not very good. And, you know, I think this is just the right's just as bad as the left. Like, there's this whole concept of virtue signaling, and it's like, mm-hmm. what the left people have done. The reality of the situation is any business that's like larger than like a single person owning it, they do not have values, no matter how much they market to you. And literally, because at the end of the day, go look up, is it Dodge versus Ford Motor Company? I think it was in like the 20s. And it essentially established what's called either like shareholder primacy or fiduciary responsibility. And it's like, if you're in a company, you have a responsibility to return shareholder value to the shareholders. So like, if you prioritize, let's say, your ethics and obligations that you think that you have for your company over that, like, you can be sued by the investors. Yeah. So like, companies exist to do one thing, and it's to produce profit off of an investment. And like, sure, you can like pick the less worst option, but like, don't ever look at a company like it's literally just market. Like, they're throwing more into marketing to be like, oh yeah, we're just like you. Ooh. It's like, no, but at the end of the day, like, if it didn't make financial sense, they wouldn't do it. And they may even be like, well, yeah, we could have took this easier route and it would have been better for us financially. And it's like, yeah, but like, at the end of the day, you're doing this business to make money. At the end of the day, everybody's in it to make money.
Yeah.
And never forget that. And like, all the virtue signaling, it's like with the ATF stuff. If it was me, it's like, it's the literal equivalent of like, oh, I didn't enlist because I had to punch the drill instructor in the face. It's like, you wouldn't because you would have. Like, you had already done it. If you were going to, like, you know, if you were going to be the next whatever the fuck, you know, starting shot of the American Revolution, you'd have done it by now. Because that's what I love. It was like, I was watching something last night. It was like about libertarians. And they're like the whole concept is, oh, don't tread on me. And it's like, well, because I'll shoot back. And it's like, well, they're treading on you and they're doing it more and you still haven't shot back. So yeah. You're probably never going to do it. Let's be honest.
I'm going to take this to the comment section.
Exactly. Everybody's going to run their mouth. What is it? The Drake. It's a twin. When Twitter fingers turn to trigger fingers, it's like, dude, you're just talking shit on the internet. You know, the best thing you can do is support like as small and as local as possible to your own community, because that's where you keep the money in and doesn't go to fucking investors in like New York and shit. But it's like Dollar General. What is it, like 7 cents? I think it's like 7 cents off every dollar spent goes directly to some trust fund in New York. Yeah. Dollar General.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody's, oh, if it was me, I'd have shot the AK. You're not that guy.
It's not as, I don't care what anybody says. It's not as cut as dry as I wouldn't have or I would have. Ever. Yeah. Ever. I mean, it just isn't. Like, I don't. It's exactly what you said. It's just a bunch of people in the comment section virtue signaling. Like, as always. Like, it's. Are you really not going to stand for that, or are you just going to bitch about it on the internet?
What's like the NFA stuff? What was that?
Oh yes! Oh yes!
it's treason! It's like, dude, the fucking like people don't even understand the American Revolution, or even, you know, post that. It's like the original country that was founded from the American Revolution was done away in 1787 when they ixnayed the Articles of Confederation. So fuck right off. people are just gay. Like, obviously, it's like, well, even look at suppressors. The people who everybody like on the internet now be like, oh, you're so cucked. It's like companies going out of their way to market and make suppressors available to everyone. And the reason is most of the guys bitching on the internet haven't been around long enough to see it. It's like, it's become so prominent to the point where now in the situation where turnovers are fucking like sub 1 week.
Yeah.
And like, you have a million options. Like, before there was like one, like you would have like three available suppressor options,
mm-hmm.
and it was a giant, like you had to become a fucking expert to navigate it. Now you can just go to your local gun store. And the only way any of this shit gets anywhere is just by making it like so ubiquitous that it's like you can't regulate it. Cause it's just like, everybody has it already.
Right. She'll not be infringed.
Yeah. You should also, yeah. Like, you know, read some basic philosophy books. Rights don't actually exist. They're just a human concept. Because they can be taken away from you.
Oh, I already know one guy that's going to message the shit out of me.
Yes. Democracy is cringe. Read some Aristotle. How about that? Then we'll get started with the show.
We're going to talk about a rifle, but I'm having fun with this one. Yeah. I was totally about to just keep going with it.
Freedom rifle.
Because...
Yeah. The rifle that secures your freedom. Because if you buy that and put it in the gun safe, it'll totally just like make it where your rights don't get taken away.
You won't be infringed upon.
It's like, I'm going to plot a chart and it's like gun ownership in America and how much it's increased. And it's like the rights and how much they've decreased over the last 20 years.
Like, yeah.
Like, hey, I have this rifle, but you know, the Democrats in charge are making my kids transgendered. You know, like, man, it's so great. I fucking love freedom.
Oh boy. This one's going to get some juicy
comments. Wait, what is it? Right, I think I'm going to fuck this up, but like rights are just it's like duties absent or something absent duties is like rights have an inherent responsibility to them, but the modern conception of freedom and rights, because you know, post French Revolution, Enlightenment thinking, which is gay. Yeah, you just, like, rights, like, we conceive them as this thing you just get. Like, oh, I just get it. I don't have to do anything. It's like, no, rights, like, there's, like, some kind of, like, duty and responsibility that goes along
with it. Right. It's my God-given right, John.
Yeah.
God-given.
I wonder how many people who say that don't even actually believe in God.
It's a God-given right. I would venture to say, especially nowadays, quite a few.
Yeah.
Quite a few. Like, I don't know. Like, you, for whatever reason, like... I went to watch one video on YouTube last night, like, because I try to, like, keep up with, like, all the big channels, what they're covering content on, everything else. You know what, what's his name? The one that everybody's hating right now, Tim.
I'm going to pause you. Entitlement's absent duty. That's
there you go. Over,
yeah. But anyway, Tim Ferriss?
No, is it not Tim?
Tim who? Like, what is it?
The guy's always in trouble. The ex-military guy.
About Military Arms Channel, Tim?
No. May not even be Tim.
Grantham?
No. Gosh damn.
What is he, like, name a video or something?
He's always in trouble about his stance on gun laws.
Oh, God.
What's this? He's a goddamn ex-cage fighter. Was on Rogan. Been on all the podcasts.
Strickland?
No.
Sean Strickland? Oh, Tim Kennedy. You're thinking of Tim Kennedy.
Yeah, Tim Kennedy. Apparently, went on, I think, Cullion. I don't even know how to pronounce this goddamn name. Cullion Noir?
Cullion Noir.
Cullion Noir. Apparently, went on his podcast channel, and they brought it up again, or someone else's podcast. So now, you know all the channels, like, they're always just bitching about...
I want a gay lesbian couple to have machine guns to defend their weed farm. I'm a libertarian.
It's always... Like, they find anything to just, like... A newsflash, people, more than likely, like, they're in it for the content clicks. Like, they're not really actually, like... activist, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, they love anytime that guy opens his fucking mouth. As a whole, Tim Kennedy, I don't know him.
He's fucking done a lot. I mean I'm not his biggest fan or anything.
But. Absolutely done a lot. He also owns a gun store. Yes, he has said some things on camera that are absolutely, like, To all you oath keepers or whatever. He's definitely said some things that you're like, what the fuck did he just say? But at the end of the day, like, not everybody's going to be great at saying the right thing all the time. And here's the reality of the situation. As it pertains to gun laws, 44-7, all that bullshit. Like, it's not as... This is just my opinion. You can fucking hate it if you want. It's crazy. We live in a free country. Whatever. It's not as simple as, like, just to my opinion. It's not as simple as, it's not as cut and dry as no gun laws. But it's also like, where's that line at?
Well, like, clearly you don't want guns going into the hands of the cartel who's going to, like, murder American citizens. Like, I would think most people would agree with that. Now, the implementation of the law, I get, like, that's where it becomes nuanced. But it's funny because we all argue, and, like, people take such hard lines. And, I'm very much like, a gun laws are all gay, the ATF's gay, shut it all down. Like, that's what I believe. But there's, like, the reality of practical navigation of everything.
Yeah.
And it's like,
the issue isn't any of that. The issue is just like the fundamental issues like with the country. So it's like you're like treating the symptoms of the cancer, not the cancer itself, and then people get so twerked off on that. And it's all gay because most of them have they're still, I'm sorry, libertarians out there, like that's the fact that you're a libertarian is a good like stepping stone to other like political philosophies. But just like this other guy was explaining this a really good way. He said like the libertarian thing is like, oh, just, you know, I just don't want to be messed with. Oh, I just don't want to be messed with. And he's like that inherently kind of sets a position for yourself. Like, you know, if you're if you're in a bar or whatever, you're going to get in a bar fight and it's a midget, like you're just going to like push him over. Right. But if it's like fucking, you know, if Brock Lesnar's there and you're about to get into thing, oh, I don't want to fight. I don't want to be messed with. You know, it's you're almost like preceding the end goal, which is like your enemies are going to use the entire force of the government to completely destroy you as they are doing. So like maybe like don't be like the, oh, we just shouldn't have laws, man. We just get along. Like that's never going to fucking work.
No.
So
it's not, and it's not that simple. Like it's legitimately not that simple. I'm not pulling the Tim Kennedy here and going where, you know, when he was on with Lance Armstrong, like,
because what did he say there? He didn't want 18-year-olds having AR or something.
Yeah. And insert every single person who says things like shall not be infringed in the comments. So he's saying that an 18-year-old could go in the military and give his life, but you can't give him AR-15.
Well, I mean, here's another thing. Maybe we shouldn't do that either. I mean,
yeah, maybe not.
Well, I think that, again, that's a downstream consequence of why, like think about like Alexander the Great conquering the entire fucking world when he was like 20. It's like the problem isn't like, oh, like you put this artificial line on the age 18. It's the mod, like, go look around at modern 18-year-olds. They're still fucking children. Like, the amount of, like, mental and cognitive development that happens because of how shitty the education system is, like, people are turning 18 and they're worthless. Like, they don't know anything. And, yeah, maybe, like go look at the Zoomers running around with the little broccoli haircut and, like, should you hand that kid an AR-15? I probably wouldn't. I don't think that's a great idea.
It goes back to like my stance on it is it's not so fucking cut and dry. It's not,
yeah.
No, shall not be infringed. But that's all. Let's keep in mind. Let's be honest here. That was written in when? 17 what? 17
well,
what?
Well, that would have been the Constitution. That would have been 87. So 86, 87. 1787.
And I'm just going to point out something.
We lived in a homogenous society that didn't have a bunch of, never mind.
It was literally over a, tea tax. And we're getting, right now we're currently getting taxed out of our fucking minds, but yet you do nothing.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. And then people really get upset when I bring this up, but there's my favorite quote in the fucking world is from No Country for Old Men. It's Javier Bardem, you know, silent shotgun guy at the end. He says, if the rule that you followed led you to this, of what use was the rule? And it's like, oh man, that Second Amendment that's supposed to prevent tyranny. Oh, it's really fucking working right now, ain't it? You know, it's like, do you feel less tyrannized or more tyrannized than people did 100 years ago? And now there's a lot of other factors for that. But it's just, it's really easy to grandstand on the internet and have an opinion when, like, you're, like, some nobody who actually, like, you're going to be like, I'm going to Waco this shit. But, like, nobody's looking at, like, nobody cares about you. You're not in a position to affect change. You're, like, it's really easy to have really hardcore principles. But when you actually get involved with shit.
It's also, like, in my opinion, those are the people that ain't doing shit. Let's be honest, 90% of the time, they ain't even taking the time to fully understand what they're even talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, insert our suppressor podcast. I say things to be funny sometimes, but also there's a lot of truth to what I say, like how I feel about certain individuals out there. I got some messages from an individual who didn't even understand like where the tax stamp money goes to. And I'm just like, why? I mean, let's be honest. At the end of the day, we don't even actually know. We know what they say, but we don't actually know. I mean, let's be honest. We went to Ukraine. But like, if you're going to have in my opinion, you're going to have a hard stance on a situation or whatever, at least know the full details of what you're standing for. And let's be honest, stop wasting time on the internet. Like, if you feel that way, why don't you try to do something about it?
Well, yeah, it comes down to, like, it's really easy to talk about your values. It's way harder to act them out. It's like if you substitute, let's say you lived in Mexico, you lived under the cartel rule. Like chances are like you, or fucking rewind it. You're 1940, you're in Germany. You're 99% of people are just going to go along with what the consensus is. And like, sure, you might have your opinions on the internet, but you're like, but then it comes into, well, it's, you can't affect my own livelihood. And, you know, well, I have a family and kids. So I can't say, I can't go out and do something about it. But like, if it was me, you know, again, it comes back to, I would have punched the drill instructor in the fucking face.
It's all fucking.
But I mean, as a gun store, like, right. Like, I mean, this, the, you know, the stuff we've done, stuff I've done, I mean, for 10 years now, it's how many suppressors exist out in the world based on like the facilitation and working, you know. Unfortunately, the reality is if you're in the gun industry, you have to comply with the ATF. Otherwise, they're going to fuck your shit up. And that's
and just, then you can't sell freedom anymore.
Well, yeah. Then like what happens when there is no commerce available because nobody's willing to take the risk to distribute these things? It's like, I mean, there's like 10, 15,000 more guns in the hands of everybody in the local community from Ally every year. And it's like, if we didn't operate, if we were just like, oh, it's like an oppressive system. I can't pay the tax. Oh, I can't pay the corporate tax rate. It's like, then like those just wouldn't exist. Like what?
Yeah,
you know, people are they're so focused on like the minute, the micro that they don't look at the big picture, no. Which is again, corporations don't care. Like Chick-fil-A doesn't care what you think. Popeyes doesn't care what you think. They're literally the only person who ever actually put their values first was My Pillow guy, and look what they did to him. Like he's done. Can't get a fucking pillow anymore. So it's like, other than people like that who will literally like grenade themselves and to blow up their business, it's like. Like you can't become a big business and not have put profit first. That's just, it's inherent to the design. Now all the hold hands across the world shit, that's just marketing.
That's true. I mean, again, like a insert, oh gosh, damn. Is it Palmetto or Primer? No, it's Palmetto. Is it the Palmetto guy who's like blatantly like pro 2A?
Allegedly? Oh yeah. He's like, his whole thing is like getting the hands, as many guns in the hands of everybody as possible, which is like, and other different people are going to have different strategies that all make sense. But, you know, if everybody over here is doing their thing and then you're over there like on Instagram, doom scrolling in your bed, posting about how, you know, if it was me, you know, it's
still not be free.
Yeah.
It's at the end of the day.
It's that Brad Pitt at Fight Club. Oh, how's being clever working out for you? You know,
at the end of the day. Where do you, you know, where do your morals or whatever, as it pertains to the subject, draw the line? Because however, whatever you feel about Palmetto, or whatever that guy's name is, he's still abiding by ATF law.
Yeah, well, you can't expect people to like, would you rather him be there and put out, fucking, they put out a gorillion guns here.
Yes.
It's like, the case of the Second Amendment has progress so much on that basis that if he just didn't ever do it and didn't comply with the ATF and was just some guy in his garage, like we would be noticeably like a step back. Yeah,
exactly.
Same thing with Marty Daniels or even any of them.
It's not as like I said from the get go, and I'll always maintain this point. I feel like I'm, you know, common sense about a lot of things. It's not as cut and dry as like she'll not be infringed. It's like if we didn't conform to law, rules, whatever. I'm not getting into that debate about the ATF laws and rules and everything else.
Master and commander, all men must be governed. Often not wisely, I grant you that, brother, but governed nonetheless. Like you can't have no laws. And the biggest thing these people could do on the internet is pursue a career in these, like, these positions of power are always like they're transcendent. They're going to exist in any society. Like, well, go occupy the seats of power. Like, why doesn't all these, you know, how many pro 2A people go fucking join the ATF, and then you can you can bend the wheel to the ATF to what you think it should be. And that's where like somebody like Daniel Defense, you know, and as much shit as they got, if they actually have a productive relationship, they can help guide, you know, the direction of the ATF. Like, that's what the left did. The left took over every institution, and that's why they're winning right now. They it should be a thing. No, they like systematically took over the universities, took over every goddamn HR department and every corporate company in America, and their ideas are winning. And it's like, you have to go occupy those seats of power. It's not just, oh, power shouldn't exist. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, the minute you sent me a photo of you in Washington, like preaching to whoever, like then I might listen to you. But if you're just gonna sit at home on your goddamn keyboard, like I don't shut up. I don't care. I don't care to hear from you. Like I don't care because you don't. You clearly like. You're so caught up in your one-sided argument that you never take the time to actually learn like the processes and steps and everything else that, it, you know, again, you haven't explored it in depth like Fitzy just elaborately put out. Like, the way to affect change is being in the system and doing something proactive.
Well, the system's always going to exist, whether it's, we call it, you know, a government here, but it's like, again, like you go to, where's the barbecue, you know, the guy who took over, you know, the warlord? Like, there's always going to be some sort of government, some sort of power structure, whether it's a cartel, whether it's mafioso, whether it's just a bunch of people together. So it's like the only antidote to that is just to get good people in positions of power.
Yeah. And
I'm not even saying voting because voting's gay. Democracy's gay.
Support your favorite firearms company, whatever the values you think they have.
Yeah.
And put more money into.
Well, actually, I'm going to completely is the second you start to put like. Support the companies that have the best product because companies should just be about delivering product and good product. When you get off in the weeds and other shit, it's like, again, it's like buying, you know, everybody's favorite coffee company that like now everybody's like, oh, they betrayed me. And it's like, no, they were always the same thing. You just thought they were something they weren't. They were always a dude bro vet company. They were never big Second Amendment company. Oh, we're going to defend our rights. It's like, no. You just thought they were because you saw the fucking AR-15 on the side. It was called Black Rifle. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's the brand that represents my values.
Exactly.
And then what people who like get really pissed off about it now, because like, oh, look at them. They're traitors. It's like, then they're going out and they're buying another coffee company that's like, oh, we're a brand value company. And it's like, what's going to happen when they get big? Because, again, you can't get big unless you like, it's not even like the, oh, you know, the Illuminati is going to knock on your door and you're big now. It's just like, it's inherent to the thing. Like the only people who can successfully compete at scale are people who put business first in front of everything. Yeah. Faggots. Unless you have to have like somebody who like solely owns a company. Like look at Elon Musk, even to the extent that he does what he does, it's like at a detriment to the company. And it's like, he's like on the edge of it. And that's the richest man in the world. It's like, unless the person like solely owns the company themselves, it's like the founder and owner who's like stating values, like just inherently don't trust it. I mean, why would you?
Yeah.
Just buy good product and then that'll just incentivize good product to be made.
That's kind of how I've always felt about certain things. I'm like, I mean, obviously if said company came out in support of like, I don't know, being child predators, I don't care how good the product was. I probably wouldn't support them.
But that's the thing, though. It's like you produce this environment where it's like companies who can't compete on the product have to compete on like the, like yes. They're going to target specific demographics. So that's why these companies go afterwards. Like the typical TV show. This is why TV shows are bad if you don't know this already. So a TV show starts. They get an audience that's usually predominantly male. And as the seasons go on, you know, they have like, let's say they captured 60% of the male audience. Well, the other 40%. Is less of a rich target to go after than like, oh, we need to expand this to more women are watching this. And, you know, oh, we need to go after the gay, cisgender, you know, binary lesbian, whatever. It's like they start to like pollute the product, the show, because they're going after the demographics. The same thing with products. It's why they all do the pride flag stuff. It's because everybody else is already buying the product. Now they just need to get the fruity ones to buy the product.
Yeah. It's about the bottom line, folks. Let's be honest.
Yeah, so just like ignore all that and just buy the best product and then put your time and effort into your local community. That's where you're going to affect the most change. Don't send money to Washington. Don't go to Washington. I don't even know.
Yeah, no, go to Washington.
Well, yeah, go to Washington and hold signs that says God hates fags and yell at people at funerals.
Do anything. If you're going to come at me hard, do anything to show me that you actually care and you're not just out there virtue signaling.
Well, I actually wrote a meme page with 20,000 followers and I'm constantly publishing messages every day.
This is how I inflict change.
Yeah, but then there was some people like, now everybody's like turning on Tucker Carlson. It's like, that motherfucker has done more than anybody has in recent years.
How dare they?
And it's like, oh, you're not conforming to my ideology and thought. And it's like, dude, just... like go out in the world and your opinions and thoughts will change. If you're just sitting in your Well, it's always the stereotypical thing to say, like, oh, you're sitting in your mom's basement, which is kind of true, but it's like,
it's not wrong.
If you're sitting in your mom's basement, go read some actual political philosophy and learn some things, and then you can apply it. Like,
don't. Or don't.
Yeah, or don't. Just don't yell at other people also, actually doing a thing.
Also, you can always shut the F up.
Exactly.
You know what? Instead of, I don't know, sitting on the internet complaining about guns or, i.e., the company, their thoughts and what they. What you deem that they have not done, just go shoot the goddamn gun. Remember that? Oh, I said, GD, we're going to lose that one guy again.
How dare you take the last thing?
But anyways, I mean, have we had a full podcast talking about this?
I don't know how long we've been going.
Should we just start over with a whole nother podcast about the guys? It was all because Bill Guisley decided to call this the Guys of Freedom.
Yeah, you know, we'll fuck it. We'll put that one out first. And then I'll bleed them over where it's almost like part one, part two.
So, you know what? This is going to be my final thoughts as it pertains to the beginning of this conversation. Cut Tim Kennedy some slack. He's been punching the head a lot.
Yeah.
I think, don't.
Take the political opinions out. I don't know. He might be a little bit too type A for me, but I bet he'd be fun to have a beer with.
There's so much hate out there. Like, you know what? I said this was going to be my last comments, but it's not. You know what? Gun community. You know what you could really do to inflict any kind of change if that's actually what you're out for, not just shitposting on the internet? I don't know. Maybe try to reach across out to people within our own gun community and find some common ground and maybe work together on some things. But F that, because my thing is different than your thing. So we're just going to interfight all the time. It's all stupid. It's the internet is a cesspool, and obviously the algorithm gets fueled by like the most negative shit. So you never see the positive shit to begin with. So it's just more negative.
Well, it's like on top of negative. It's like a step above like a soap opera, because it's like I can be involved in comment and like, oh look, people liked my. I do the same fucking thing. people like my comment. Oh, I'm so smart.
I have worth now.
Yeah.
It's all ridiculous. It's not as simple as one way or the other. It never is. It never is with anything. Like, it's never that simple. Like, is 223 better than 22 ARC? No. But it's not really that simple. That's why my favorite thing to say is it depends. Because it literally, at the end of the day, as it pertains to almost anything, it does depend. Depends on the situation, first and foremost. But anyways. Do you have any final thoughts on our political run? Which is mostly just me, you know, laughing about yours.
Yeah, from a political perspective, I just, like, it's just like posting, like, go do something. Like, go find something you're passionate about. Like, if you're passionate about the Second Amendment, like, commit your life to it. Go do it.
Yeah.
And you'll probably wind up with a lot more nuanced position, but just like this. There's the classic libertarian metaphor, which is always just like, you know, there's like, you know, two people and there's a gun in the room on the table and like, oh, the government's just grabbing the gun and pointing at you. And it's like, that's just like reality of like life. That's how it's always been. Like, there's always going to be a disparate power vacuum. And so the solution isn't to be like, oh, we just like shouldn't fight, man. Like, peace and love, bro. Oh, don't bother me. I won't bother you, because other people are going to bother you at some point. So the best thing you can do is grab the gun and then hold it against your enemy and then make them do what you want them to do. That's the best way to go about.
Yeah, I feel like that comment right there is going to get you indicted next January.
Well, you see all those videos that's like the FBI showed up to my house for my internet comments?
I forgot to ask you. I was waiting for this. Yesterday, it was alleged to be found out that Alex Jones was in fact kibodged by the FBI and CIA.
What do you mean by that?
There was a video that popped up yesterday that someone recorded a undercover or an ex-CIA agent where he just blabbed about the fact that the FBI took down Alex Jones and there was like 20-something Fed boys at the January 6th thing.
Oh, yeah. There's no right-wing movement. And that's why it goes back to, like, how do you know, like, your political philosophy is right? So,
yeah,
the power totally. Institutions have no issues with libertarians getting on stage and talking about, oh, yeah, there should, like, be a government, man. And it's like, it's not a threat to the system. Like, look how they handle anybody, like, paleo-conservative over. It's like, they will literally send endless amounts of, like, sleeper agents. Like, they do not want you to flourish. They will fucking subvert all of it. They will send feds. They will, infiltrate your little community.
Raby Ranch.
Yeah, well, exactly. Like, they will fuck you over to the nth degree because it's like that strong. Like, it's almost like if you view the left, and people are gonna read in this too much, but like like liberalism is kind of like more like this maternalistic. Like, think of mommy and daddy and their roles in the family. It's like liberalism is just like, oh, you know, oh, you come over here, and then like hardcore right wing is more just like the stern dad who's just like, stop your bitching, everything's fine, like, eat your food,
pull,
like,
yourself up, mind your business.
Yeah, right. It's just like the right wing is like, when you get to the further ends of it, it's just like holding like responsibility and accountability.
Yeah,
and yeah, like, that's obviously the right way to go, and they don't want that. So
yeah. Now that we've continued on this conversation, how many of those comments are bots or Russian propaganda agents?
Probably
or,
half of them.
Or someone from our own government just trying to see what kind of spicy bullshit they can stir up and bust down some, you know, what's the word I'm looking here? Super, you know, right-leaning Ruby Ridge type situation.
Well, yeah, this already happened in the 90s. They already, I mean, and that's what you talk to people who around that time, this was in the gun community, because that wasn't like the militia movement started.
Yeah.
And it's like, every third person was a damn Fed. And it's like, and there's been instances, these are always hilarious when they post them, where it's like, it was like this, you know, sheriff's organization and this like FBI group, and like, you know, they all meet for this thing, and they were all like, everybody was an informant. There was actually nothing happening there. Yeah, they will.
They're just looking for, they're looking, I mean, let's be honest.
Like, how do you know we're not Feds?
Yeah. This could be a PSYOP all along.
Yeah. Everything's PSYOP. It's turtles all the way down.
Ultimately, what they're looking for, this is the funny part about all that kind of shit. Ultimately, what they're looking, I feel as if what they're looking for is like the most extreme, the extremist, to potentially, I don't know, maybe shut that down before something bad happens. But what they end up doing is just creating more extremists or finding some stupid schlubs, like that one guy got busted. They talked him into like this kidnap thing, and like, ultimately, what they end up doing is, I don't know, fucking it up. And I guarantee you, the agents who are conducting these things, those are the exact people that would be in the comments going, she'll not be finished.
Yeah.
Because you think about it, like, from a agent standpoint, like, in my mind, this is how, like, I think about it. But from an agent standpoint, like, hey, I know you joined the FBI because you believe in whatever, you know. I'm going to need you to go into this crowd of people and, I don't know, or get online and, you know, propagate or whatever extremist behavior. So, in my mind, the way I, you know, get through that is the person who's doing that, they're extreme about government. Like, it's one extremist trying to develop another extremist so they can bust them out of it's all crazy.
Here's like, another thing. How about, like, politics is gay? Just don't think about it. Just go, like, touch grass, live your life.
Shoot your gun.
Go shoot your gun.
Literally, go shoot your rifle. Consume more ammo. I don't know, before you just, like, randomly put out opinions, maybe have some time behind a platform.
Yeah, like, go do things. Go start a family. Have kids.
Touch grass, Zoomer.
Yeah.
Shall not be infringed.
I don't know why, but just about anybody who says that, I just feel like you're lying to me. Like, you don't actually believe that.
But it's weird because it comes this, like, circular logic where the point of owning guns is so the government doesn't take away the guns you own. It's like, okay, cool.
Like, listen, I'm glad all that stuff exists and everything. And if the situation were to arise where I felt the need that I needed to join arms and fight my tyrannical government, I would absolutely be all about that. But I'm not, like, I'm out here just trying to survive day to day life. Like, I'm not going to get in the comments of a freaking Instagram post and debate someone about show not being.
Well, ideally, if you did feel that way and like you're the kind of guy who's like, I'm going to take up arms against the corrupt United States government. like, legitimately, don't post that on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, don't bring any attention to yourself whatsoever. Like, maybe do that. Don't go in comments talking about how, like, oh, ooh, we're taking a right in my Roomba. Like, dude, just calm down. Oh,
gosh.
Like, go make friends.
There's going to be so many people pissed off.
I mean, probably, but it's like,
I don't care.
Well, like, because the right wing people will be like, oh, the government, you know, gets kids hooked on, you know, SSRIs and gets them to shoot up schools and manipulates their behavior in a way that's beneficial to them. It's like, don't you think they're doing the same thing to everybody else? Like, how are you any less susceptible to like this programming? Like, you're like, everybody's putting you guys in lanes and you guys just run with it versus realizing a lot of the shit that, like, if you're talking about, like, I was, one of my favorite thoughts is like, do you want to be right or do you want to be effective? Because if like, you want to be right, that's a whole different conversation. That's ego. But like, if you want to be like a politically effective, again, look what the left did the last 100 years and just copy that, but do it on the right. Like, that's what you, like, there's gonna be a population collapse. All you fags need to have a bunch of kids, teach them like some good political philosophy, let them occupy institutions of power, and then everything will be fixed in like 50 years. But it's like, oh, no, I gotta post my comments on Instagram. Like, delete Instagram. Like, everybody should just delete Instagram, delete Facebook, probably delete YouTube, probably don't listen to us. Yeah, just like
all of it.
just
delete all of
go
it.
Go touch grass.
Let's go back to just, I don't know, surviving and living. About that. Crazy world we live in these days. Crazy, crazy world.
I'm also just laughing at the thought. Like, you see, like, Ukraine, it's like all these, like, you know, guys there, Smith was M&P Sport 2s. And it's like, they're just, like, they're going to go out and there's going to be a fucking little drone flying, you know, Mach 10 at their ass. Like, what are you going
to
do?
It always comes back to the drones with you.
It always comes back to the drones.
That's so, God, those videos are kind of hard to watch. Like, I'm completely honest with you.
What's just a thought, like how, again, some dude with a controller could just fuck your shit up.
it's not that like all that kind of stuff bothers me. It's just the fact, like, if you really, the way I feel about or think about things, like I just don't want to watch something and be like, oh, you know, when I'm watching something or trying to learn something, whatever, I try to put myself in like their shoes, like, what would this be like? But I mean, this same can be said for any kind of arguments about Pro 2A and everything else. Like, I put myself in their shoes. Like, you think about, like, I've made it through this war, dodged countless tank attacks, rockets, and all kinds of shit, and this fucking DJI just wrecked my goddamn life. And like, oh, it's just so fucking weird. I show nowadays.
Like
the DJ,
like the startup sound. God, it's so, like, you're like, it's at night, you're with your buddies, you're like held down, all of a sudden you hear the boo doo doo doo.
It's so fucked up that we're laughing about.
Yeah.
But it's also funny. It's just, what a strange time to be alive. That's all I'm saying. Like, I can't imagine how it must be for, like, boomers. At the end of the day, like, do boomers,
they're too busy trying to figure out how to fuck over their kids. Oh, here we go. Kids.
I knew that would,
they're like, how do I spend the rest? How do I liquidate all of my assets and spend it before I die so my kids don't get anything?
But, at a certain point, like, I don't, maybe boomers don't pay enough attention to what's happening in the now to, like, really be kind of freaked out by all this. But as a child who was born in the 80s, which, let's be honest, I don't really remember most of the 80s. So we're just going to call myself a child of the 90s to see how much has changed till now. It's kind of mind blowing and it's almost overwhelming at times if you try to think about it too much. That's what, you know, I'm just thankful that optics and rifles and cartridge cases and everything else have advanced so much. You know what? Maybe find you a good hobby out there. Here's some pointers for you. You what's the word? Like doom and gloom scrollers or whatever. Scrollers. Maybe find you a good hobby. Maybe start shooting or hunting. Maybe learn to be more self-sufficient. You know, tie up your time in that.
Yeah.
What about that? It's crazy. But anyways. I think it's time we roll on to part two.